Most self-produced jazz artists make a couple of albums, lose a pile of money, and give up. 10 years ago, alto saxophonist Tim Byrne put out his own records, which jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says were ambitious affairs that showcased Byrne's writing. But Byrne stuck with it. By the mid-80s, he was recording for European jazz labels. By 1987, he was recording for mega-giant Columbia Records. Byrne had arrived, or had he?
Tim Byrne's career at Columbia Records ended after two albums, when the people there decided they hated his music. By the time his second Columbia disc turned up on critics' best of 1988 lists, including mine, it had already been dumped in 99-cent bins in record stores. That album, Sanctified Dreams, was ingeniously structured. It's a patchwork quilt of recurring ensemble strategies. The pieces are miniature suites. Taken one at a time, they might seem fragmented. But when you look at the whole thing, the music's larger pattern becomes clear. Byrne's new record, Fractured Fairy Tales, is on the smaller, if still widely distributed, JMT label. But he's not crying in his beer. Fractured Fairy Tales is like the comedy version of Sanctified Dreams. That chuckling trumpeter is Herb Robertson, one of Tim Byrne's frequent collaborators. As on previous records, Byrne structures his music around angular melodies, sharp contrasts, and complex vamps. Byrne also has a gift for writing haunting melodies, like this waltz, which features his own alto saxophone. As usual, Byrne compresses a lot of musical information into a small space. His complete performance of Lightning Bug Bootay unfolds in under 40 seconds. Tim Byrne's septet contains two interlocking trios. Byrne, drummer Joey Barron, and cellist Hank Roberts make up a cooperative called Miniature. Roberts, violinist Mark Feldman, and bassist Mark Dresser work as the string trio Arcado. The album Fractured Fairy Tales takes its title from a segment on the late Jay Ward's Bullwinkle Show, Ward would take some durable old story and give it a screwball spin. A tale of a princess and a frog would end with the princess turning into another frog instead of the frog turning into a prince. In Tim Burns' fractured fairy tales, his compositions are typically clever, but they sound like they're cracking under the cerebral pressure. Like when Joey Barron uses synthesizer to play demented organ chords. Over the years, Tim Burns' music has seesawed between being wide open and obsessively mapped out. Burns says his new album marks the end of a cycle, and the music he's been performing lately has been much looser. But Fractured Fairy Tales shows how well silliness and conceptual smarts can fit side by side.
Given Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence, he reviewed Tim Burns' Fractured Fairy Tales on the JMT label.